as an extension of all this too, I really don't care about political winners and losers from all this. I care about our members of the military and veterans. And my concern pretty much comes down to four letters. PTSD. That stands for Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. And as the name suggests, it's an emotional disorder which develops with someone who experiences a horrific event, with the word horrific, of course, being defined by their individual sensibilities, tolerance, endurance. Mental health professionals define post-traumatic stress disorder this way: a psychiatric disorder that may occur in people who have experienced or witnessed a traumatic event, like a natural disaster, war, combat, terrorist act, rape, or who have been threatened with death, sexual violence, or serious injury. Statistically, PTSD can happen in all people, any ethnicity, nationality, or culture, any age. Post-traumatic stress disorder affects about 3.5% of U.S. adults every year, with an estimated 1 out of 11 people being diagnosed with PTSD at some point in their lifetime. These people wind up with intense, troubling thoughts, feelings related to the experience that last long after the event's ended. They might relive the event through flashbacks, nightmares. They might feel sadness, fear, anger. And they may feel detached or estranged from other people. People with PTSD tend to avoid situations or people that remind them of the traumatic event that's created this everything within them. They might have strong negative reactions to something as ordinary as a loud noise or an accidental touch. Now, for a person to be diagnosed with PTSD, this isn't some knee-jerk diagnosis. Symptoms have to last for more than a month and have to cause significant distress or problems in the individual's daily functioning. Many individuals develop PTSD symptoms within 3 months of the trauma, but they also can appear later, often persist for months and some cases, years. Positive note, PTSD is treatable. As you would expect, the earlier you get treatment, the better chance for recovery. Psychiatrists, other mental health professionals use a variety of methods backed by research to help people recover from PTSD. Both talk therapy and medication provided were proven to be effective evidence-based treatments for PTSD. One category of psychotherapy, cognitive behavior therapies, CBT, is shown to be pretty effective, actually. Cognitive processing therapy, prolonged exposure therapy, stress inoculation therapy. Those are among the types of CBTs used to treat people with post-traumatic stress disorder. A friend of mine has also come up with what's proven to be an effective treatment for those afflicted with PTSD, and you actually might know her as well. She's the actress Jennifer O'Neill. Films including Summer of 42, Rio Lobo with John Wayne, Scanners, many more. Here's a conversation I had with Jennifer about her project, and it's called Hope and Healing at Healing Glade.
We very often see the scenes of members of the military coming home and returning to their families. These views range from emotional reunions at airports to surprise returns at either a workplace or in a classroom. That moment of return, that's not the end of the story for many of these heroes. Their combat and even non-combat experiences inflict many emotional injuries on these brave men and women, which solely a return to civilian life will not heal. The next guest is an internationally known actress and model who has turned her love and understanding of horses into a healing process for our veterans. Her professional work includes classic films like Summer of 42, Rio Lobo. She's a proud advocate for the lives of the unborn, and I'm extremely blessed and proud to call her my friend. Good morning, Jennifer O'Neill. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Chris. Thanks for having me on, as always.
And what I have Jennifer here to talk about, a couple of things, but first things first, I mentioned healing the injuries that our heroes in the military suffer within from their service, and you've incorporated horse therapy in a way. It's called Healing Glade. Talk about how did you discover this as a path to take and the significance it gives for people who are hurting?
Well, often we can see when a child's hurting if they have bruises on them or a warrior comes back and they have a physical injury, but often our bruises are on the inside. And actually, equine-assisted programs and therapies have been used, actually started in the 1980s in Israel for their warriors. It's well known that therapeutic riding for handicapped individuals and autistic individuals is just a magical connection between horses and people. I, being a horse lover from the time I was born, I think, started working at 15 to buy a horse, and they have been my soulmates and my love. To be able to open our farm to the military and their families since 2010, we have military celebrations where we invite the families, also first responders. There are many military in the first responder group, and invite them to have food and fun. And we paint donkeys, we ride horses, we run races. We have music and free food, and it's just a celebration, number one, of their service. And now we're trying to expand our territory, if you will, to cover our round pen and really get down to the deeper healing issues that need to be addressed, starting with PTSD. That's post-traumatic stress disorder. I have personal interest in that. My ex-husband was a Marine and is 100% disabled. He's allowed me to speak about this, and we had a 10-year marriage, so I know very much the ravages that follow PTSD. He came back from Vietnam and just had an inability to get back into the private sector, to have an intimate relationship and family, et cetera. So on that personal note, and then you know my crazy story and my love for Jesus Christ who heals all. But I was shot years ago, and so I have my own set of circumstances that I would call PTSD, trigger responses, et cetera. So I have a personal knowledge of it. And my dad was a bona fide war hero in World War II and shot down on his second-to-last mission and was in the prison camp that they made the movie about, The Great Escape, for 2.5 years. And I think that he suffered from PTSD in his own fashion. So I have a heartbeat for it. And of course, way back then, it was called all kinds of different things, but it's now being diagnosed we're losing more veterans to suicide than were killed in Afghanistan altogether. So it is a real issue. And if we have the ability to help heal those wounds, we're just all about it.
Jennifer O'Neill, who, of course, internationally known actress, spokesmodel, TV, films, best-selling author, and using horses to help our heroes in the military heal through her work at Hillinglay, which you can learn more about at hillinglay.org, and everything else in Jennifer's world at jenniferoneill.com. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. It's really sad, frightening, and although instructive to realize that over the span of this hour that we're going through right now, we're going to lose a veteran due to suicide. It's approximately one every 65 minutes each and every day.
Yes, it's a horrifying number. And in my ministry has always dealt with tough issues because God in his grace, Romans 8:28, where he uses all things, he turns them around for his purpose for those who want to serve him. And I had such a crazy life until I met my Lord Jesus Christ at age 38, which was an old toad. But 28 years, we work with the abortion issue, with the sexual abuse, with domestic violence, with suicide, teen suicide, and, of course, now this newest passion for our military and our service members. So it is real, and the work is successful. And we would just like, you know, sometimes people in the private sector obviously can recognize the sacrifice that our military has made on our behalf for our freedoms. And yet they feel, even though the government services are not supporting our military as they should, we in the private sector can make a difference. And if you can't individually open your home to hospitality and helping these individuals, then I just ask to have them support those organizations that do just that, whether it's mine or any other. It's just important for us to show we know the tragedy of our Vietnam veterans that came back and were actually ignored and criticized. and that we cannot leave a veteran alone and behind these days at all.
And you can lend your support to Healing Glade over at healingglade.org and make a donation as an individual, as a business, as a donation in memory of a member of the military who was in your family or someone who you just admired, or if you just admire the military overall and want to lend your support to an outlet that is making a difference in expediting and promoting an inner healing, not just an outward healing. And again, it's healingglade.org. Learn more about all that. And, of course, we've talked quite often, you're a spokesperson for the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, which is a pro-life organization. They're up to seven videos now of Planned Parenthood talking about extraction processes with the babies that they're aborting. They make the excuse of labeling it fetal tissue, yet the Planned Parenthood officials use the terms extraction and organs and trying to preserve the babies being aborted for maximum productivity, I think the term was. When you look at Planned Parenthood's own numbers, this isn't some Freedom of Information Act. These are numbers because they get federal funding. They have to put up the facts of what they do. 94% of their services are abortion-related. 4.5% are health screenings like cervical cancer, and only 0.5% are adoption services. How can they justify that much and call themselves a health organization?
Well, you hit it right on the button there, Chris, as usual. The atrocity of what's going on and the truth that's being exposed now cannot be ignored. There are people I know that previously were pro-choice, and yet when they see what the process is of abortion, that reality is really stirring their heart. And I think God is moving on this issue. God will not be defeated on the life issue since he raised his son from the dead.
Yes.
He does have our children. I do want to say this, Chris. It's so important for those who have had an abortion. I had an abortion years back before I came to the Lord, knew the truth about life. And my own doctor told me that what I was carrying at that gestation was just a blob of tissue. Now we know with the advent of ultrasound that that is just not the truth. It's a lie from the pit of hell. But the most important message of Silent No More is that there is hope and healing for those who have had abortion, that God says in his word that he has our children in heaven, that there is reconciliation and they will know us. So if this new exposure of the truth on the abortion issue finds some of individuals disturbed, thinking back on their experience, please know that you can become a billboard for the truth, not to turn this further knowledge into more fear and guilt, but into the freedom to express the truth about abortion, standing there, being healed through the love of God, and making known the truth of life and the life issue. So as we're exposing the truth and the horrors of that truth, at the same time, don't let it turn around into some negative response. If you have suffered an abortion, just know that if you need help on that, go to silentnomore.com, and you are not alone in this issue. And as you heal, if you haven't healed, then, as I say, you can become a billboard for the truth about life.
At the very least, if someone wants to be a health organization and help women to do it rightfully and honestly, and do it justifiably as opposed to against all sensibilities, which, as we've seen with the stats and we've seen with Planned Parenthood's own words, they're doing anything but that. Learn more on a much more positive note, learn more about Jennifer's work with Healing Glade at healingglade.org and everything else to do with Jennifer's life, her series of books with more to come, hopefully soon, because you're a great writer as well as you can present the words as... You present the words gracefully and with great talent through your work in front of the camera, but you can write the words with equal talent, and you make the ink come to life off the paper and appear in people's minds as true people. That's your character development. Once there are so many writers who can't do that, and even with a great storyline, just falls short. And your written work is on a parallel with your acting work, and That's truly, thank you so much.
That
truly is a blessing of God, just as you are into my life as a friend, JenniferO'Neill.com. And Jennifer, you stand strong because you stand with the truth and with the Lord as your protector and savior. And as always, thank you for being here.
It's just an honor. Thanks, Chris. I hope to see you. Talk to you soon.
Now, here's something vital for you to remember. If you're currently serving in the military or you're a veteran and you've been watching what's been falling apart in Afghanistan, it's not on you. You didn't fail. Your comrades didn't fail. You're placing a weight on yourself that you're not deserving of. So release it. Let it land as far away from you as possible. Your fallen comrades won't look down at you if you do. When you do, I hope. Take the energy that you're using to carry that weight and instead honor the fallen from this past week by staying strong. Strong in service. Strong in honor. Strong in dedication. Strong in celebrating them. Mourn the fallen by honoring them and carry on in a way that makes them proud and actually brings relief to them. For this moment, let us now mourn our fallen heroes from this past week and pray for their eternal rest and that God brings peace and healing to the loved ones.